Hi, this is Tom Browning, and you're listening to the Red Hot Mama on RedHotMama.com, home of the Reds.
Today on the podcast, we've got media designer and scoreboard operations extraordinaire, David Storm. Welcome to the show, David.
Thank you, Amanda. Red Hot Mama.
So tell us about this concert that you've got going on.
Oh, it's going to be a great event. We've got Raquel Aurelia, who's the wife of infielder Rich Aurelia.
We know her well.
Yeah, very well. Her band's coming in from California. Bronson Arroyo is going to be playing as well. And then my band is going to be opening up the show, for some reason or another, Screaming Mimes. So it's going to be at the Madison Theater in Covington, Kentucky, which is a beautiful, big old building. There's going to be a lot of players there. And there's kind of a VIP auction ticket thing that you can get the VIP access at Reds.com. And you can also get regular tickets there as well, I think beginning May 30th, which I'm sure this podcast will have been started by then, so
yeah.
Go to reds.com and get your tickets. It's going to be a really great show, and it's in between a couple of home games, so we're expecting a great turnout.
Well, that's really cool. So there's some special VIP tickets. What does that include?
I don't really know the details on that, I'm ashamed to say. I should have done my homework, but I know that it gets you up into the kind of VIP area with the other players. And this isn't kind of an autograph event. It's more like, you know, they're going to have their shoes kicked off and be out of uniform and be relaxing and chilling. And this kind of, you know, you get to hang out with them, which is a really cool experience for a lot of people. And hopefully you're going to hear some excellent music. I know everyone's curious about, you know, does Bronson sing as well as he pitches? And I think we're going to find out here. Certainly his record shows that he does. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
So people can get their tickets at Reds.com. Is that the only place they can get them?
There's a phone number as well on. It is 513-765-7042 is the phone number.
All right, great. People can call that.
Yeah, $25 is the regular pass, and then there's a limited number of VIP passes that they'll be auctioning off.
So what kind of community response are you getting? Are people really excited to get to the concert?
Oh, we announced this, and within minutes we had 100 calls, it seemed. Marty and Charlie Frank, who's the director of the Reds Community Fund, which this concert all benefits, were on the radio last night talking about it. There's a lot of buzz about it. I think we're expecting a great crowd, and the Madison Theater is a big theater, so we can totally pack the place.
So what about the Reds Community Fund? You mentioned that it benefits them. What kind of stuff do they do?
The Reds Community Fund is kind of a baseball outreach program for underprivileged youth, and they work on ball fields in town. One of the many programs they have is called the Reds Rookie Success League, which is one of my personal favorites, and they actually bring in a lot of children from, you could say, underprivileged homes and teach them baseball skills, relationship skills. They have a lot of coaches. They have some Reds players involved. And it's really great because when you start the beginning of the program, these kids are all poking each other and fighting and the way kids are. And then by the end of it, they're all high-fiving and working together. And it's a really great experience. And they meet some major leaguers and they learn some great skills. It's a really wonderful program.
Well, that sounds really cool. How did you get involved with this as the media designer?
Well, as the guy with the video camera and the audio and the graphics, they lean on scoreboard operations, which is Russ Jenish and myself. Oh, sorry, my phone's cranking up. To shoot videos for them and get music together and things like that. So within the Reds organization, they have a lot of utilities and a lot of resources that makes the Red Community Fund really a great organization.
So are you the one that's kind of pulled this whole event together?
No, Raquel Aurelia and I have been talking a lot because we're involved in this CD project.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always like, oh, we got to do a show together. And then when Bronson was brought on in the trade with Lilimo Pena, it was like, oh, well, this is going to be, we have to do this. You know, this is a no-brainer. Bronson's a great musician, a great singer. Raquel's got an incredible album out. She's a great performer. So, let's make it for the Reds Community Fund. Let's get some players involved. It was a real quick kind of come together of all the forces, and once we found the venue, it was a perfect match.
So it sounds like it just kind of fell together for you then.
Yeah, absolutely. The Reds are really excited about it. Raquel and I kind of approached everybody internally, and we all jumped on it. So we're excited.
You mentioned the Clutch Hits album that mm-hmm. That I've got and have been listening to and enjoying very much the last few days.
Great.
What about, tell us about that album?
Yeah, Cincinnati Clutch Hits. It's a collection of 17 tracks, 15 original songs about the Reds and baseball by a wide variety of kind of Cincinnati-based artists, some national, some local. Probably the biggest name we have on there is the wild version of Peter Frampton doing Take Me Out to the Ball Game,
mm-hmm.
which is absolutely outstanding. He uses his little talk box. It's really cool. We've got Marty Brenneman kind of announces the whole band, all the bands. We've got Freak Bass, Noah Hunt, Raquel, of course, my band Screaming Mimes, the Psycho Dots, Blessed Unit of Souls, just a wide variety of Cincinnati acts. And the best thing that I like about this CD is I think it really shows how diverse and rich the music scene is here in town and how big a Reds fans they are. I kind of had my wish list of artists to get involved in this, and they all said yes. And they all deliver these just incredible songs, which I absolutely love. And we're really, really excited about the project. And all the proceeds from the sales of the CDs goes to the Reds Community Fund, which is great also.
So did all of those artists then write songs specifically for that album?
Most of them. Blessed Union actually had a CD out a couple years ago, and so they contributed their songs. And then they helped produce a couple of new ones with some other artists, like Jen and Kinsey Rose and Chalky, which was very cool.
Well, cool. So will it be those songs that are on that album that we'll be hearing from your band and from Raquel at the concert?
We're definitely playing our Red songs, and which is the big show in Three Cheers Cincinnati. And then Raquel, I don't know if she's going to do Heart of a Hero. I hope so, because I want to hear her perform it live, and I'm hoping she'll let me play guitar on it, because I really like the... It's got some, like, really kick-butt guitar licks on it, so...
Yeah, it's a good song.
Thank you. Yeah, she did a great job.
Yeah. So I think that covers really all the bases about the concert. Is there anything else we need to know about it?
No, I don't think so. Just it's going to start at 8 o'clock. We're first, Screaming Mimes, and then Raquel Aurelia's band at 9, and then Bronson at 10. And, you know, come see what the players do and hear them yell at me to play an outfield song like they usually do. And it's going to be a great time.
Well, the website says it starts at 7. Is that just when the doors open?
Yeah, when the doors open, and there'll probably be some... pre-event raffles and auctions and things going off. We're going to have some really great prizes going on as well. So
very cool.
Lots of activities and food and beverages.
So that's Thursday, June 15th at the Madison Theater in Covington. Mm-hmm. Starts at 7. Tickets go on sale the 30th?
Are probably going to be on sale now.
Fantastic.
And you can get them by calling 513-765-7042 or going to reds.com.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
No problem, Red Hot Mama.
1990 shot the world. Why are two wire Reds? Many thought the A's would sweep, but we swept them instead. Now as future teams unfold, we see where we began. Great tradition still untold, the Reds will win again. Cincinnati, it's a perfect day for